Good. Put the shovels down. The first thing we've got to do is get that ton of stone off the top of the grave.
But, fella, don't that hunk of rock right on top of the grave just about prove Nash ain't been tampered with?
Yes, quite. It hasn't been moved, Jack, so the grave hasn't been opened.
And if the grave hasn't been opened, Nash is still in there.
I thought you were the boys who believed we saw Nash hit Jumping Dick over the head.
Well, not any flesh and blood Nasher, Jack.
Look, Doc. If Dick was clubbed by any Nasher, it was a flesh and blood Nasher.
Then you think it is some other girl floating around in a white dress and not Nasher at all.
That's the most logical answer. But let's find out. Come on, get hold of this rock.
But Jack, if you think it was another girl, why are you so anxious to open Nasher's grave?
Yeah, answer that, fella.
I want to make sure.
Well, derned if I don't think opening graves is a pretty serious business just to satisfy your curiosity.
Are you fellas going to give me a hand with this rock?
Quite.
Well, how about it, Doc?
Well, okay. But I'd sure put up a holler if anybody went to monkeying around my grave once I got myself buried.
All right, all right. I'll grab hold. If we take it together, we can roll it right down off the dune.
All right, let's try.
Ready, Doc?
I reckon.
All right, then. Let's go. Up with it. More. More.
Keep her coming, Reggie.
She's moving. Look out, Jack. It's rolling your way.
Let it roll.
Little more now.
There. There she goes. Hold it, Reggie. That's plenty.
That's quite.
Ooh-wee. Man, that's worse.
I say yes.
Nobody but three guys with strong backs and weak brains would have tackled it in the first place.
Oh, you admit it, huh?
Oh, you mean the lame brain part? Well, it ain't so lame that I'm going to move that rock back on the grave again after we get through here.
We'll take care of that when we come to it. Now then, the shovels.
A nice moonlight night for grave opening.
Yes, we got several things to be thankful for.
Such as what?
Well, fairly good light. Sand will be easy to move. The coffin isn't buried very deep.
Say, we've got company. The wolves are out.
Yeah. Looky over yonder on that ridge. That old he-wolf Brindle.
Well, let him watch if he wants to. No one else knows we're out here.
You sure about that?
I watched pretty careful. No one followed us out, and certainly no one knew when we were coming. Here, give me one of those shovels, Reggie.
Quite.
I'll take the other.
Oh, no, no, not at all. You could be relief, man, Doc. I'll start here, Jack.
Let's go.
No, this is no job at all.
I think the top of the casket's only about 3 feet down.
And pretty doggone shallow burying. I noticed it at the time. Go on, fella. Holler your head off. This here reminds me of a story my grandma on my mama's side used to tell down in Texas about a woman that she knowed when she was a little girl. The meanest woman that ever sucked on a corncob pipe. Chewed snuff, too. But, man, she was the original hard-hearted Hannah. Mean. She put five husbands in their graves before she was 40. Well, anyway, according to my grandma, she upped and died when my grandma was still a little girl. They give her a decent burying because there wasn't nothing else to do with it. And then everybody sort of breathed a sigh of relief on account of she is safe underground. You want I should relieve you, Jack?
No, no. Go on with your story.
Yeah. Well, years went by, and my grandma growed up into a woman. Then things changed a lot. Decided to run a state highway or something right plumb through the old graveyard. Well, that being the case, naturally all the buried folk had to be moved. And one of them was this cantankerous old woman. Well, sir, you know what they found when they opened her grave? There was nothing left of her in the box but one thing. No bones, no clothes, nothing but just one thing. And you know what that was?
What did I say? What?
Her heart. And it had turned to stone.
No.
I swear to my grandma, it had pure stone. You talk about your hard-hearted woman.
Ooh, hold up for a minute, Reggie.
How's it coming?
Making good progress.
Let me take
no,
over.
No, 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 not at all. I haven't even raised a sweat.
Well, how about you, Jack?
If you insist.
Okay. Let's go. Well, hey, you're getting right down to it. Come on, Reg.
Right on.
Well, there's one thing. I'll never think of bury your dead without picturing that old wolf over on the ridge against the moon.
Uh-oh, bury your dead's gonna mean something a lot more important than that to me. If we don't get our 25,000 for taters back.
We don't leave this place without it, I can promise you that.
Well, if you want my opinion, we should ought to be a-looking for it instead of messing around Nash's grave.
Who knows? Maybe we'll find the money buried here with Nasher.
Hey.
I say, you mean that?
Why not? The money disappeared about the time Nasher died. How easy for the maestro to have planted the money belt on the girl's body, bury it with the idea of returning when the excitement had died down, and dig it up again.
Well, now that gives me something to dig for. Get it going, Reggie.
Righto.
Doggone. Why didn't you tell us that in the first place?
Of course, it's only a theory.
Well, and a fairly good one, too.
Hey, let's cut out the talking and just dig.
Yeah, suits me. Hey, say. Hey, I've hit something.
Yeah, so have I.
Good work. Doc, climb up out of the hole, huh? I can get the rest of it better alone.
Yeah.
About all you gotta do is just scrape what's left of sand off the top.
That's right.
You know, I think I can scrape better the rest off with my hands.
All right. Well, come on, Doc.
Yeah.
That's getting it.
I'll clean it off around the edges. We don't want sand pouring down into the coffin when we lift the lid.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I wish they hadn't nailed the top down. What'd you do with that hammer, Jack?
Over there where my coat's lying.
Okay, I'll get it.
Oh, bring the flashlight, too.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's good enough, I think, Reggie.
I say. You know, Jack, don't you feel a bit ghoulish?
It isn't the pleasantest task in the world.
No, I mean a bit indecent exposing her to human eyes again. She's finished with this world and she deserves to be left in peace.
All very nice, but we want our $25,000.
It's quiet.
Well, here you are, Jack.
Okay, hold the light while I see if I can get the claw of this hammer over the head of some of these nails.
Yes, if I remember, there are only four, one in each corner.
Mm-hmm. There.
Well, that's one of them.
Yeah, this one's easier. We get this one, I think we can just pull up the lid.
Well, go ahead and get it. Well, now we are getting somewhere.
Can you get your fingers under the lid now, Reggie?
I think so. Yeah, quite. I got it.
Well, Nasher, sorry to have to do this, but here goes. Hold the flash, Doc. Pull up, Reggie.
Righto.
There. Hey, look.
Well, I'll be...
She's gone. She isn't here.
Hey, what's going on here anyway?
Here, let me have that flashlight.
But I say, it's impossible, Jack. No one could possibly have got her out without moving that big rock we put on top of the grave.
And nobody moved the rock, we know that.
And then there's only one thing that could have happened.
Well, same being what?
The coffin was buried without Nasha in it.
That isn't true, Reggie. Just before the coffin was nailed shut and lowered into the grave, the lid was lifted and we all saw her.
You darn tootin' we did.
But it's so absolutely impossible. It couldn't have happened. The coffin nailed shut under 3 feet of sand with a huge rock weighing at least a ton on top of the grave.
Well, it did happen.
Feller, if you want to ask me... The maestro's got some powerful magic working on his side.
The maestro's just too smart for us.
And we still ain't got our $25,000 back. What you keep looking in that casket for with a flashlight? You don't expect to find Nasha down one of them cracks, do you?
I don't know what I expect to find, but there's one thing.
There is.
Now we know that Nasha's still alive, and that it was she who hit Jumping Dick over the head.
You think Laurie really did see Nasha face to face, see?
I know it.
But, Jack, you examined Nasha before she was buried. You swore up and down she was dead.
I know. That's what makes me so mad. I'd let the maestro get away with that right under my nose.
What you mean, fella?
Look, it's a medical fact that a person can be hypnotized into a semblance of death. Suspended animation, no respiration, no pulse. To all appearance, lifeless. And I let that maestro get away with it.
Well, she sure looked dead to me.
Well, at least we've exposed his trick before it's too late.
Exposed his trick, huh?
That's what I said, exposed his trick.
Well, maybe you have, but I ain't. Well, I couldn't explain how Nasha got out of that nailed-up coffin if I was to swing for it.
It's another one of his tricks. I don't know how he did it, but you can bet there's an answer, and it hasn't got anything to do with mysticism.
That's crying. And what do we do now?
We go back and face the maestro with what we do know. Put it up to him to return our money or take the consequences.
Now, you're a talking fella.
And if he doesn't talk fast enough to suit
Jack.
Us...
Jack, look out there in the moonlight.
It's a woman. She's coming this way.
Crouch down.
I say, it's Jumping Dick's daughter, Laura.
Well, what the heck's she doing out here?
Hold it. She's coming up to the grave.
Oh! Oh, the grave! Nasha's grave's been opened.
So what?
Oh, no! Who are you?
Jack Packard.
Oh, but the grave is...
Don't worry. There's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it.
That's what I said. What are you doing out here?
I've been looking for you.
For me? Why?
Something's happened at the Borden house. The maestro's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Well, that's ridiculous. There's no place for him to go.
I don't know. I just know he's gone. The freight train stopped up at the siding about an hour ago.
What's that? Did you say a freight train?
Yes, I think it's picking up the boxcar. You came.
Doc, Reggie, did you hear that? There's a freight train up on the siding. Has it gone yet?
No, but...
Doc, Reggie, come on.
Hey, fella, what's eating you?
Freight train, you fool. The maestro's disappeared. Come on. Come on, we gotta catch that freight train.